Hi, I'm Dan Neer. Welcome back. This is
Led Zeppelin.
The first three albums,
Then and Now.
We take you back now to the time when the band's popularity was in full bloom. Albums were pouring out of stores, fans were pouring into arenas, and a very hectic life was the order of the day for Robert Plant, John Paul Jones, John Bonham, and this man, Jimmy Page.
The creative process for Led Zeppelin III changed because the first album had been done, I wouldn't say in a hurry, because it was done efficiently. And from the period before that, we'd already started doing a few dates in Scandinavia. And we didn't stop. We didn't stop working all the way through 1969, and we managed to do the second album during the time that we were also doing dates and tours in America. And we got our sort of first what you call a break. And it was nice, because it was fabulous, all the energy of being on the road. It was nice to actually sort of breathe a sigh of relief and actually take in the scent of the general countryside and being home. And it was nice to be able to sort of slow the mechanism down. And there was still writing going on, but it wasn't at this frantic pace of actually having to do a show that night. So the cottage in Wales was one of Robert's ideas. I don't know whether he'd stayed there with his family when he was younger, whatever it was exactly, but he knew of this cottage and he suggested that we went down there. And actually, I think everyone had an invite, but Robert and I went.
Robert Plant.
It had been a real fast and quite a roller coaster to get to that point. And from what I can remember, we really needed to take stock. And we were very wishful to make a departure of some kind and to calm it all down a bit. And I'd been spending time since I was a child up there in the Welsh mountains in Snowdonia. So I suggested to Jimmy that we should go up there. And so we loaded everything into an old Jeep I had, including my wife, my daughter, who was two, and a dog called Strider and all that stuff, and Jimmy and Charlotte, and off we went, and we lived on the side of the mountain, and it was very comfortable, really. It was a Spartan life for a while, but it was what we needed, and we marched out every day, Jimmy with his acoustic, and sat by the side of relative waterfalls, no sign of Gollum. But it was fun, you know. I mean, we wanted to try and break away, and so we had an affinity then, he and I, and even if it wasn't really absolutely the most fruitful moment of time, it at least allowed us the space to have space. And that meant that when we went on to write further on down the line, we had developed the ability to create more space in the music.
Down the country lanes, I'll be singing a song, you hear me?
named after the cottage in the countryside in which Led Zeppelin took a deep breath and recharged their creative juices, Brennerei Stomp, from Led Zeppelin III. When that album was released, Robert Plant couldn't believe the critics' reaction.
We wanted to try and stretch it out and open it up and change, just shock ourselves to see exactly what we could do. So we set off in a Jeep. We just started trying going back into more of an acoustic vein. It wasn't an area that we hadn't touched because your time is going to come, babe, I'm going to leave you all. And the total awareness of, or not total, but just being exposed to the incredible string band and Roy Harper and all that sort of stuff around, which was music for the head, which was coming from more acoustic based. And that's what we did, you know, and I think it was a great success. The least successful Led Zeppelin album. And with the critics screaming for our lives and blood, saying, what's this crap? It was probably one of our finest moments. And the fact that we deemed that we had to do it at all is a fine moment.
See my friends coming right a million miles. Friends, you get some silver, you get a little gold. What did you bring me, my dear friends? Keep me from the gallows pole. What did you bring me? Keep me from the gallows pole. Silver, I couldn't get no gold. You know that we're too damn poor. The gallows pole. Hangman, hangman, hold it a little while. I think I see my brother coming riding many a mile. Brother, you give me some silver. You get a little gold. I want this to bring me my brother. Keep me from the gallows pole. Brother, I hold you down to your way. Yeah, I bought a little gold. I bet a little of everything. Keep you from the gallows pole. Yes, I brought you to keep you from the gallows pole. See my sister coming right a minute of my sister, I implore ya, take him by the hand, take him to some shady bower, save me from the wrath of this man. Please take him, save me from the wrath of this man. Hangman, hangman, upon your face a smile.
pre-Zeppelin III version of Gallows Pole, now found on the bonus disc that accompanies the new deluxe and super deluxe version. Led Zeppelin was not afraid to stretch out on album or on the concert stage. At the same time, the next song illustrates that the group could not be pigeonholed. They created a wide range of music from their very beginnings.
There's a lot to be said about that, but it's a real strong, powerful, and there's not a note wasted. And that's the other side of the long, extended, drawn-out, tangential music. That's the flip of the coin. Immigrant Song went for it, evocative, colorful, and scenic.
Immigrant Song from Led Zeppelin III, which brings our show to a close. Now, before we go, Jimmy Page tries to sum up his feelings on what it's meant to him to be a member of Led Zeppelin.
It was just the most wonderful thing to have been part of, to have made music that has meant a lot to people, to their lives, and really helped them through certain periods in their lives, has given them such great positive times. And also that whatever I've done as a producer or a songwriter or as a musician, an audible musician, that's an inspiration for others. As understanding that from having gone to Berkeley, it was quite overwhelming. But, you know, that's a lifetime achievement for me.
Led Zeppelin, Led Zeppelin II, and Led Zeppelin III are out as of June 3rd in numerous configurations, including the way they originally released them in 1968, 69, and 70 on vinyl. Led Zeppelin, the first three albums then and now, was produced in New York and New Jersey by Near Perfect Productions for Atlantic Records and Swan Song. All rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. Special thanks to Rich Mahan, Jason Elzey, Mike Engstrom, and Robin Hurley. I'm Dan Neer. Thanks for listening.